Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on Staros Entertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning to my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative and all your guys' listenership. We have a great jam-packed show today. If you're in the cool recording artists, we got Veja, director of a five-time award-winning music video, People Are People by Depeche Mode. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starrosentertainment.tv. That's www.starrosentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Veja, go to our Facebook page over on Facebook. And then if you like the song we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then if you send nice emails, some positive emails that we'd like to read off the air, some kind of fan letters, that kind of stuff, we'd like to sometimes read those off. I do like reading them, or seeing them, and then hopefully get to read them off as well. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, N as in Nancy, over there, formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. And then thanks to the hacker there on Instagram, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. It's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, first off, I want to say thank you to all our awesome guest co-hosts. We've always rotated guest hosts throughout the seasons, and I want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts that have been on. But my guest co-host is off for today, working on a project, and so we're just gonna. What I'm going to do is just bring in the guests. And I normally do some movie reviews with my guest co-host, but what we're going to do is we're going to bring in my guest of the hour, and we'll maybe do some movie review really quickly, and then we'll talk about this awesome person's career. What I'm just gonna do, so this person is a dear friend we met, actually we'll give props to the Mammoth Film Festival a while back, not that long ago, and I got the interview on the carpet, and now we've been in touch, and now, but she's her first time here into the studio. She's a awesome human being, so I thought maybe we should bring her in pretty much like on a princess-esque carriage, because she's kind of like a princess personality in the sense of a good human being and a lovely human being, a beautiful heart and person. So I thought maybe we'd bring her in on a Cinderella-esque carriage, make her feel welcome. And so again, she is a recording artist. She is a director of five-time award-winning music video, People Are People, which is a cover song by Depeche Mode. She's also a composer. She's a producer. She's an all-around great person. So on the count of three, I'm just going to bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Here she is. I'm going to open that the door, whistle in the horses on the count of three. One, two, and three. One, two, three. Uh-oh. Here she comes into the studio. Hello. She's coming down. She's waving to all the fans outside.
Thank you, everybody.
They're throwing roses at her. Also, stopping for some selfies and some autographs there. Waving to all the paparazzi. Here she comes into the studio on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Here she comes stepping down like royalty, waving. People throwing numbers at her. I don't know, guys. She's taken. More roses.
Maybe not.
Signing more autographs. Here she is again. She is a recording artist. She is the director of five-time award-winning music video, People Are People by Depeche Mode. She's a composer and producer. But most of all, all-around great dear friend. Here she is, the one and only Veja.
Hello.
Welcome, Veja. to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Aw, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the biggest warm welcome to your amazing studio. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here and see you again. It's been a minute since the Mammoth Film Festival.
Yeah, I know. We've seen each other somewhere at another event, but that we just stayed in touch via the socials.
IG, baby.
Yeah. So again, Vasia, welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And what we want to do, normally, when I have my guest co-host on, we'll do a little banter and some movie reviews. But maybe since you're here and my guest co-host is gone, maybe we could do a quick movie review.
Yeah,
have you by any chance seen any movies in the theater lately or just in general? There's some stuff that are streaming. It's great, but
yeah, I saw Francis Ford Coppola is one of my biggest. He's my biggest inspiration. So I saw, is it Megagopolis?
Megalopolis. Oh, yeah. Hey, you got it close.
Sorry about that. Yeah, no. But so, I saw that at the theaters. It was truly phenomenal.
Awesome.
Just the acting and the visuals and everything was just so beautiful. I love futuristic stuff. So,
well, what I'm going to do quick, I'm going to do a quick little summary really quick. I think it's the IMDb here, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to ask what you thought of it. So it's a Megalopolis. It was out in theaters a while ago, but mm-hmm. I think I'm sure it's out there streaming somewhere.
Yeah.
Megalopolis rated R. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. The city of New Rome faces the duel between Caesar Catalina, a brilliant artist in favor of a utopian future, and the greedy mayor Franklin Cicero. Between them is Julia Cicero, with her loyalty divided between her father and her beloved. Directed by the awesome, legendary Francis Ford Coppola, starring Adam Driver, Giancarlo Esposito, Natalie Emmanuel. Oh gosh, there's so many. The Aubrey Plaza, John Voight, Shia LaBeouf, Lawrence Fishburne, Talia Shire. It's like Jason Schwartzman. There's so many awesome talent in this movie, and a plethora of more that I'm forgetting here. But I did not get to see it. Did you get? So you got obviously
I saw
got to see
it in the theaters.
So awesome. So what did you think?
I loved it. I love, how the flowetry of it, and the acting was phenomenal, and the visuals, again, was just stunning. It was just well done, and it's very rare to see movies like that anymore, and it was one of a kind.
It's probably like epic-y, very epic.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's awesome. So are you've been a big fan of Francis Ford Coppola for years?
Oh, yeah. Bram Stoker's Dracula, my favorite movie. I bought it. I watch it all the time.
Wow. Have you seen The Outsiders?
Hasn't everybody? I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, cool. So is it a movie that you highly recommend checking out? I'm sure it's out there streaming somewhere.
Another one?
Is this something you would recommend to people to check out?
Oh, yeah, of course. You should definitely go watch it. Anything that Francis does is beautiful.
All right. Yeah. So again, Vasia highly recommends checking out Megalopolis. again, by Francis Ford Coppola, directed by and written by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Adam Driver, Giancarlo Esposito, Natalie Emmanuel, John Voight, Aubrey Plaza, and a plethora of awesome talents in here. Check it out. It's out there. I'm sure it's out there streaming, or mm-hmm. I'm sure people could buy it.
Yeah.
I'm sure as well on Blu-ray, DVD, maybe.
I don't even know who has this anymore.
Actually, I still care. I have literally probably over 2,000 Blu-ray DVDs.
That's why, because you probably have so much you don't want to throw it out.
I love the this physical. I like having a physical copy.
Yeah,
I just love that. I old school style, and I like watching stuff on my projector.
Yeah,
just me.
What about the VHS? Do you still have those?
You know what?
I still have some.
I still have some. The ones that when they transferred over the DVD, I think I tossed out the VHS or gave away VHS copies of that were I already had on DVD.
Oh, I see.
But then, so like. Because I just had so many movies.
Yeah.
And then, so I kept ones that you'll never find on DVD. So, because old rare movies that you won't find on DVD or Blu-ray. And then there's some, the reason why I also like to keep some DVDs, Blu-rays, because there's some movie titles that are not out there on streaming.
Yeah.
Like
old school ones.
Yeah, like old ones. Like some movies that, you might love as, growing up.
Like Goonies.
That's actually, but I mean, there's some like rare titles that I'm people will go, oh my gosh, you have that movie? I can't find that anywhere.
Time Bandits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, little things like that.
I have an older brother.
Rad, the bike movie, Rad.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so Vasia recommends checking out, again, Megalopolis by Francis Ford Coppola. All right, so now let's get down. By any chance, did you get the memo?
What? What's
the memo?
That?
Well, normally the guest host, obviously we talk some movie reviews, but also, you know, we like to start off with the hard-hitting question. So, yes. And then we'll go light from there. So, if your people talk to my people, blah blah. Yeah, not a what do they call it? Not from your title, your music song. Uh-huh. No pun intended. That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to say. I was like,
"You're so funny." no pun intended.
Yeah, but we'd like to start off with a hard-hitting question. So, if not fans already, they want to get to know you and hopefully get to follow you and support you. So, we like to start off with a hard-hitting question. Here we go, Vija.
Yes.
Were you born and raised?
I was born in Tacoma, Washington, and we then moved to Bakersfield, California, Temple, Texas, Morris Plains, New Jersey, and then I grew up in Carmel, Indiana. Wow. From third grade till ninth grade. I was the first girl ever to play football at Clay Junior High, and I was on the news, which was great, was fun. And then I started playing other sports as well, like basketball and volleyball. And then we moved to Florida, and I basically lived there for a while and played sports, played soccer. And then moved to Orlando, and then my mother ended up being my manager, and we moved to Miami, and that's where it all began.
Well, so let me ask you this. I think you mentioned this to me off air. From military background?
Yes.
Or you not personally, but you grew up?
Yes, my father is, he's now a retired colonel, but that's why we moved a lot. And then also he used to work for Eli Lilly and Merck Pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
So in order to
he was a colonel.
Oh, yeah. He was a Green Beret to start off with, and then he flew Apache helicopters. But, you know, you have to move sometimes to get up to the next level, especially with the pharmaceutical businesses that he was working for. But it was great because I got to meet a plethora of different people from around the world, and, you know, learn from different personalities and just meet every different type of person. So
now, did you know growing up you always wanted to be a recording artist or in the entertainment industry?
You betcha. My mom said I was kicking to the beat in her tummy, and she said she thought it was like an alien in her stomach.
Wow.
So when I came out, they said the first thing that ever came out of my mouth was a song off the radio. We were driving in the car, and I've never said mommy or daddy yet, and I just started singing, and they both turned around and looked at me and were like, wow. And then I remember my mother took me to Diana Ross. I was really little, and Diana Ross told all the kids to come up on stage, and I was up there. It was in Texas, and I was so blown away. I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then she started taking me to all these cool concerts, you know, Steve Miller Band, the Grateful Dead, and then Depeche Mode. That was amazing. And they were one of my biggest influences. And then another big band that influenced me was Metallica.
Wow.
So for my birthday, she took me and 10 of my friends in a limo, ninth row seat.
Wow.
It was the Black Album, and it was Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses. And when Metallica came on, I was blown away, and my jaw dropped, and I said, Mom, I want to play guitar. So she bought me my first Fender Stratocaster 2 and a Crate amp. I locked myself in my bedroom, and since then I've been playing by ear. And the first song I ever learned was Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, and then I learned Dust in the Wind by Kansas, and then from there, just, you know, Chili Peppers and all that stuff. But yeah, it's just something that's always, you know, been a burning ember within me. I've always just had a passion for music, but Depeche Mode and Metallica are my biggest influences from this day.
Because that was going to be my next question. Who do you think was your inspiration? Yeah. So that's the Depeche Mode.
They were the catalyst, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what was it about their music per se? Because they're kind of
different.
A little different. I was going to say, what would be Depeche Mode in your opinion? What would you categorize that one versus Metallica? Obviously, heavy metal, but Depeche Mode is more like
electronic, electronica, dance. There was just, I mean, every single song, I'm sure you know, it just resonates with me. It's just the melodies and the words and the lyrics. It's just every song is just incredible. And then I saw them like three times, and we got to meet a few of the band members, Martin Gore and Fletcher. At the time we didn't get to meet Dave Gahan, but it was just such an honor to meet them, and I hope someday I get to see them again and hopefully collaborate with them, because I was honored to do a cover of their song, and you know,
which we're going to be playing. But before that, so let's backtrack. So you get into this music. Your family's supportive, mm-hmm. gets you a guitar, mm-hmm. And then when do you think you just started? I don't know, taking it more seriously. Obviously, you learned it, but then when you're like, you know, I'm going to actually start recording and that kind of stuff. I mean, were you still traveling around in the military?
Oh, no,
so
yeah.
Or were you already?
So when I was growing up in Indiana, when I was playing guitar, I was just learning all the covers like most kids when they're little, and then going to a ton of concerts. My brother took me to concerts too. I have an older brother who's 8 years older than me, so this is why I learned about all these cool bands.
What's
and
his
stuff.
Name? We'll give him a shout out.
Chad Miller.
Chad Miller. Yes, what's up, Chad Miller?
Yeah, he's really cool. He's like, he got me really into Grateful Dead. And he got me into all these great films. And because of him, you know, as you can see in my video, my favorite movie is Blade Runner, the original.
Yeah.
And Dune, the original Dune, because Sting was in it.
Yeah.
But because of my brother, I got influenced by him a lot. So I'm like an old soul, but a new soul as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's influenced me a lot. So I'd like to give a shout out to say thank you for teaching me the ways of the ninja, bro.
That's awesome. And yeah, yeah, let's have links as well. Or is he?
He's not really on Instagram or anything. But
no, but do you have any other siblings?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, do you have any links?
No, I was like, going, okay.
Sorry. No. I have an older brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an '80s baby, so you know I have an older brother, so that's how we grew up. So,
gotcha.
You know.
Now, what about directing? What got you into directing as well? Because I know you got to direct.
Well, you know, I've always just directed my life.
Yeah.
My mother's always been my tiger mom. You know, she's Asian, she's Hawaiian and Korean, and my dad's black, so it makes me Blasian. My brother's Waysian.
I never heard that.
Well, there you go, something new. And my brother's Waysian, he's white and Asian, so we have a very, you know, United Benetton type of family.
Yeah.
You know, and but I've always just kind of done things myself. I've always just been a star athlete, played sports, always like the team captain.
Yeah.
I also had a soccer scholarship to law school at Stetson University.
Wow.
Out of high school. I wasn't going there for law. I just got a full scholarship because I was really good at it. I scored 30 points with my head. But as soon as I went there the first semester, I told my parents I didn't want to eat and breathe soccer. So I told them I wanted to pursue my music and film career. And then I started going to Valencia Character Company, which is a community college, and I studied like acting and, you know, production and film and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of got my, you know, development there. But I've always just kind of been like in the front, you know. I've always wanted to be the best, and even in sports, I feel like sports has helped me develop the whole word about teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm much more of a team player than trying to be like a dictator or someone that's like bossy, because I'm nobody if it wasn't for my team.
Got
and
it.
I'd like to thank my entire dream team, and you know who you are. But yeah, it takes a village, as you know.
So then when you said I'm going to start getting into music, when did you actually start, quote unquote, like recording yourself?
So let's rewind a little bit. So when I was growing up from third to ninth grade, I was just learning to play the guitar, and then just I'd play piano as well, and drums and bass, all that stuff. Then we moved, and then and this is where I started putting bands together. So in high school, I was the first girl band to ever win Battle of the Bands.
Oh, wow.
And I put a whole band together, and I had actors on the stage, and I did Linger by the Cranberries, and one of these days, I'll release it. I just have to transfer it from the tape, like we were talking about. But I did Linger by the Cranberries.
Is that on cassette tape?
Oh, yeah. I have all my stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, it was such an honor, and I was putting bands together. We never really recorded stuff because we were just jamming, and we wanted to play. And then I did another song. I did Dust in the Wind at my high school. And yeah, it was cool. So that's how I kind of started performing. And then when I moved to Orlando, that's when I started. I did a couple of shows for some charity event. We did that song, If You Can Only See the Way She Loves Me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you'll understand. We did that song.
Who's that by?
I don't remember. But it was a great song because it has great harmonies.
Yeah.
But I remember doing that with the band. But so then after doing some shows here and there, then I moved to Miami with my mother. And then that's when the serious stuff started to happen. I got an agent with Wilhelmina Models. I started modeling, and I was in their media division. And then my mother met this amazing guitar player named Marty Cintron. Where do you go, my lovely? That's Marty. He's the one that actually recorded me, and he's such an amazing, talented artist. He has a recording studio in South Beach, so he recorded me, and we did some beautiful music together, like flamenco, very like Sade-like stuff. And then I started singing everywhere. I was like a lounge singer. I sang at Nikki Beach to Pearl, just different places. I sang for AT&T, Comcast, different companies would hire me, and I would just do covers.
Yeah.
And then basically that's just what I did. And then I worked with another producer, and then he helped me do some stuff. So I started developing there. I also sang at the Ultra Music Festival. That was a dream come true. That's the, you know, WM, Winter Music Conference. Wow. That's right. That's actually happening, I think, this weekend, yeah?
Yeah. In
Miami.
What was this thing I read about? Something about Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh, Resident Evil. So yeah. I am the voice of the Umbrella Corporation and Resident Evil Retribution. Computerized system disabled, central computer reboot in 1 minute, 30 seconds.
This is the movie?
Welcome to Umbrella Central Control. Yes, it's probably the fifth or sixth film. Wow. I'm not sure, but if you guys go on my IMDb, yeah, search Vaja, V-A-J-A, and you can see my two and a half minute second reel. It's all of me throughout the whole movie. I had to condense it, but it's my voice, and it's an honor because I'm friends with Mila Jovovich and her husband Paul W.S. Anderson, who are amazing people.
I've met him. I have not met Mila. Oh no, let me take that. I have met Mila.
Probably met her.
No,
before.
I met her like years ago. It was at a party we threw. Mm. My friend threw at a hotel out here, and it was right after she got Blue Lagoon Returns.
Yeah.
So I met her. She actually came to a party. I totally forgot, but I think I interviewed her. Is it her husband that directed?
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, they had like a reunion or some kind of retro thing about at the Chinese Theater.
But they're awesome. Amazing. They're such great people, and she just released a new movie which I need to see. It's with the guy that's in Dune. He's I'm not really sure what the name of it is, but it's really good.
Timothy? No,
it's the other guy. It's the big guy.
But Josh Brolin?
It's the big. I don't know. Okay, he's the bad big guy.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, you guys go check out Mila's new movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I need to go see it too.
So basically, you got involved with that, and that's awesome.
They asked me if I would like to be the voice of the Umbrella Corporation. I'd say I would be honored to.
That's awesome.
So that was a very big deal for me.
So cool. So what we're gonna do? We want audience. So let's go. So you obviously you started loving Depeche Mode. So how did this the you know obviously this 5-time award winning music video?
Stop it.
How did that come about? So from obviously being a fan of them, and then obviously getting to do a cover of them, and then winning 5-time awards.
You're so funny.
So how did that all come about? So what made you go, okay, you know, I'm gonna do a cover of this, and how did you collaborate? All that kind of good stuff.
Okay, so basically, for this part of my life, since I've been out in LA, I know a really great, successful manager named Tony Shula, who represented, Tove Lo, Diane Ward, and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. He's a friend of mine, and he basically told me, "Why don't you do a cover?" I said, "I've never done a cover because I've always written my own music." And to rewind before I met him and all that, I was in a metal band and I worked with Adrian Young from No Doubt when I first moved to LA 15 years ago. So I was doing metal. And we did a big showcase for Interscope, and they said, it's great, but this sound is coming out and we're going to start signing hip hop. So that was kind of like when Evanescence and all that. So I kind of missed my boat. So between those 8 years, I was kind of doing dance songs and just doing stuff, kind of trying to figure out what I was going to do. And it's always kind of hard to, like, if you want to work with Max Martin, you got to pay him like $100 million, whatever. But it's kind of hard. So I started having people send me music, say, "Hey, you want to sing on the song?" So that's what I did. And then so after like 8 years later, Tony's like, "You should do a cover." I was like, "Nah, I write my own music." He's like, "Well, you know how many covers many artists and bands have done? Even Led Zeppelin's done a cover. Everyone's done it." I said, "Okay, I'll think about it." But I just was against it because I didn't feel like it was original. So maybe 6 years later. Maybe 3 years. I met my music producer, Steve Horner, on Instagram because I saw his music. And I was like, "Wow, this is great." I was like, "I would be honored to work with you." And he said, "Cool, let's meet." And we met, and he came to my studio, and he basically said, "Well, what kind of song do you want to do?" I was like, "Well, I never do any covers, but my friend who's a manager told me to do a cover." So I said, "Let's do People Are People by Depeche Mode." He's like, "Oh my God, that's a great song. Why would you pick that?" And I said, "Well, I love Depeche Mode. My favorite song by them is Enjoy the Silence." And I said, "But Lacuna Coil already did it. No one's done People Are People, at least that I've heard of." And I said, "And I just feel like it was just a song that needs to be redone." Mm-hmm. And especially you know, there's always some type of tension with races and people and people not getting along. And I felt like it was just what the universe told me to do. And so flashback, you know, since 2023, when we had our world premiere at the Chinese Theater, our dream came true.
That's awesome.
And now we've been winning awards around the world. I'm just very honored and grateful.
And if I recall, you did win at the Mammoth, was it? Or no?
No, we didn't win at Mammoth, but we did get an official selection.
That's
which
awesome.
Was, which
but that's how we met, though.
Yeah, so on the red carpet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's cool. So then... did you get, and then you said you got to meet Depeche Mode finally, or at one point?
Well, I met them when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my mother, but I didn't meet Dave Gahan. I just met Martin Gore and Fletcher.
That's awesome.
And they were really cool and so nice, but I would love to meet with them again and hopefully collaborate with them because they're my muse.
So what was it like winning awards off, off this song, from being hesitant to doing covers and then obviously winning 5-time awards?
Well, thank you. Well, you know what's crazy is I didn't even know that any artists or bands could submit their music video to film festivals. And one of my DPs, Dave Lang, thank you, Dave Lang, he's like, yeah, you should send it. You should start submitting. I was like, okay. So I did. And I mean, we've been nominated maybe 6-7 times. And the other laurels that we got were official selections. And we've won now 5. I just got word that I just won in Greece.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The Greece International Film Festival. So thank you, Greece. We love you.
Awesome.
And thank you to my best friend, Monica, for accepting our award on my behalf. I love you. Monica Bola of Monomare Swimwear.
And that was what was the name of the film festival? One more time, we'll give
it's
props.
Called the Greece International Film Festival in Athens, Greece.
Awesome. And then the category that you guys...
Oh, we got Best Soundtrack.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so soundtrack, is it in a movie?
It's in my music video.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's what they gave me, so
awesome.
I'm just grateful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, why don't we give the audience a taste of this? So this is, we're going to play this song. It's a cover song from Depeche Mode, legendary Depeche Mode. It's called People Are People. Now, what does this song mean to you? Like when you first heard this, and how did it resonate to you? And then obviously, this has been around, but... like for you, you know, as an artist, when you think of this song, what comes to your mind whenever you think about this song?
That humanity needs to love one another and come together as one, because people are people, and we only have one life to live. So let's love each other and be good to each other.
Awesome. Well, again, so we're going to introduce this song. Again, this is a cover song by Depeche Mode by Vasia, award-winning, 5-time award-winning director.
Thank you.
A recording artist. It's People Are People. And before we, you have social medias, all that kind of good stuff?
Yes. My website is vasiamusic.com. That's V-A-J-A music.com. And all of my social handles are at Vasia Music.
All right. Again, so here's People by People. People Are People.
That's right.
Cover song from Depeche Mode by Vasia. We'll be right back. More with Vasia right
Thank
after
you.
This. Here we go. We're introing this. Hey, actually, have you introduced your own song before too?
No.
Okay, I'll give you a shot.
Introducing "People Are People" by recording artist Vasia.
We'll be right back. Here we go.
We'll be
all genres, all indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. People are people.
that was People Are People from Depeche Mode by, it's a cover song, by Veja.
That's right.
We are back here with Veja herself. Again, that's a cover song by Depeche Mode. Cover song from Depeche Mode, People Are People by Veja.
That's right.
Welcome back, Veja.
Thank you.
Well, first off, awesome job. I've gotten to hear before. I got to see the music video, but just to hear it on here.
Yeah.
And debut it here on, well, not debut it for the first time,
yeah, yeah.
but on,
yeah,
was,
on your play, show. Yeah.
On my show. On the show. It's awesome.
Thank
awesome
you.
Here. So, well, cool. So, if you like that song, first off, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check her out. Check out Veja. Is a song on Spotify, all the kind of yep. music videos out there on yep. YouTube.
The music video's on YouTube, and we're on all the music streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon Music, all that.
And it's Vaja. Mm-hmm. Check out, because it's a 5-time award-winning music video.
You're so funny. Flattery will get you everywhere.
you need the dramatics to, because it's a cool, it's such a cool. Well, see, maybe I'll be that voice of another computer in the Resident Evil movies. Yeah, 5-time award winning.
Oh my god! That's really good. Oh. You should do voiceover.
You know, people say about it. You know,
you should. Just start doing it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So Veja, again, check her out. Vaja. It's Veja. And then again, our Spotify, YouTube. The music video is really cool. How long did it take you to do the music video?
2 years. It took me 2 years to raise the money, 2 years to put everything together, and it just literally came out of my head.
Well, I mean, to film it, though.
It did. It took 2 years, wow, because I also had to raise the money, and then certain locations, I like to thank the Peterson Museum.
Yeah.
They sponsored us 11 hours and gave us a Studebaker purple, beautiful car.
Wow.
And they told me to pick whatever car I wanted, and that's the one I picked because that's my birthstone color.
That's awesome.
It's Aquarius. Thank you. So, you know, and I always go with the flow and do what the universe brings me. And then, you know, another place, Infinity Studios, which is near Burbank, they gave us a room for 5 hours.
Wow.
And they said they loved the song, they wanted to help, and that was an honor. So it was
yeah. And what's it like when you see it in the film festival, like on a big screen? Because it's one thing when you watch a music video like on your cell phone or on, you know, like on TV, but on the big screen with a bunch of people.
It's very cinematic. Yeah. It looks like a film, and that's why I started submitting it to all the film festivals, and it's very cinematic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So, if you like that song, again, check her out on Spotify, YouTube, all of her platforms. That's at Veja on Instagram, right?
Yep, at Veja Music.
Veja Music. Yeah. So from this, is there any other songs you would like to cover, or what else would you want to do or collaborate with, or anyone?
Well, I would love to collaborate with Depeche Mode, okay, and Muse and Metallica. Mm. But right now, I'm not doing any more covers. I'm in the studio working again with my music producer, Steve Horner.
Okay.
And right now we're just working on our next follow-up to People Are People, but it's going to be original.
That's awesome.
Everything's going to be original, so we're doing my EP. So hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have everything finished, and then I can start going on tour next year.
Awesome. Well, cool. Let's put it out there. So hopefully you could collaborate physically with Depeche Mode themselves, Metallica.
Yeah, Muse.
And Muse. Because you didn't mention, when did you start liking Muse?
Oh, I've always liked Muse. They're just, their whole style is just so in your face, and the bass lines are sick, you know, and I've always liked them since college, you know.
Awesome. So, yeah. Well, it's inspiring, you know, to hear all that. And obviously, you've been inspired. The show is ultimately about inspiring others.
Thank you. We
want to inspire those. What inspirational messages, Veja, 5-time award-winning director, recording artist, what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a recording artist, maybe a composer, producer, director, or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah, I feel like if you guys have a vision and you really want something bad enough, you should go out and make your dreams come true, because we only have one life to live, and time is going to pass anyways. So you just have to have confidence, be brave, be bold, be beautiful, and whatever path you choose to do, just do it 150%, And at the end of the day, never give up.
Awesome. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck. It's finally great to have you here. And,
thank you.
You know, you're a great human being, a beautiful, wonderful person as well. In general, you have a big heart, always been supportive, but also, you know, you've always, you're also a positive light in this
likewise,
world.
King Tyrone.
Oh, no, no, no. You're the queen.
Yes, I mean, you gave me the best entrance ever. you just won my heart.
So how can they check you out one more time?
VejaMusic.com and all my social media handles are at VejaMusic.
Awesome. And then any shout outs really quick to anybody that you got a little bit of time?
I want to say thank you, Mom and Dad, for creating me and telling me never to give up on my dreams. I would like to thank my music producer, Steve Horner, for believing me as an artist. My brother, Chad, who inspired me as we were growing up as kids. And I'd like to thank all of my sponsors, my cast and crew and my executive producer and producers, everybody who's believed in my dream and believed in me as an artist. It takes a village, and teamwork makes the dream work. And I'm just so grateful to be able to work with so many talented, beautiful souls out there. So I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Any messages to your fans or new fans as well?
I love my old fans, my current fans, and my new fans. But I'm not on OnlyFans because I'm a classy girl. Yeah. But I love my fans, and I'm very loyal to them, and they're loyal to me. And I promise to do justice in all my music and make sure I inspire each and every one of you.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you again. God bless you very much, Veja.
Thank you, my lord.
Five-time award-winning director.
Thank you, my lord, Tyrone.
And again, it was great to see the journey, but also just to see you, you know, come from the carpets and then the film festivals and then now here on the studio. And it's cool to see that. And I can't wait for more success for you. And
thank you.
And congratulations on the newest film festival that you just won?
The Greece International Film Festival.
Wow. Have you been to Greece before?
Not yet. My best friend, Monica, keeps telling me to come to Athens. But I am going to Reims, France in May because our music video got nominated for Best Sci-Fi at the Red Movie Film Awards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's going to be very exciting. Never been to Reims. I think it's Reims. It's Champagne Capital.
And is there any directors you'd like to work with, maybe? Because I know you mentioned about music.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola, okay.
Yes, Paul W.S. Anderson. I've already worked with him, but I'd like to be in front of the camera with Mila.
Oh, okay.
In an action, you know, fighting thing, but I would like to do that with
him. So you dabble in acting as well?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I've been acting, you know, for the last 20 years. I was in Bad Boys 2 Any Given Sunday with my mom, and I got my SAG card there thanks to Ed Arenas. Thank you, Ed. He's a huge casting director. But I figured when I came to LA, I wanted to focus on one thing. And you know, you could be a Jill of all trades and a master at none. I wanted to be a recording artist here and not try to go through the stream up the door trying to get, you know, be an actress too. I want to do what Lady Gaga did.
Yeah.
Go in the back door.
Awesome.
I do acting as well.
Well, that's awesome. Well, God bless you again. Thank you again. Again, check out Veja.
Thank
at
you.
Veja Music. Check out her songs on Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. And awesome job. All right.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Oh, sorry.
My phone.
I thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate all your guys' listenership. God bless you guys all. I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Thank you.